On the map, Cruising the Caribbean on the Anthem of the Seas includes slideshow and video by Mark McNeese, narration provided by Wondervox. On the Map is a feature at LGBTSR offering travel reviews and experiences. If you know us, you know we love to cruise, and we've been doing it for the 17 years we've been together. Now that we're both retired from the 9-5 world, I prefer the word emancipated, we're cruising even more. We went to Canada last October, with stops in Boston, Portland, Bar Harbor, Halifax, and St. John. We're heading on another cruise in May, but in the meantime, we just did an 11-nighter to the Caribbean on Royal Caribbean's Anthem of the Seas. Cruising is one of the most popular ways to travel and relax at the same time. Cruises offer a variety of benefits that make them appealing to people who like just chilling out at sea and people who love visiting ports and taking excursions. You can get it all on a cruise, and it's one of the most affordable getaways available. If you didn't want to spend any extra money for food, you wouldn't have to. It's included. We like going to some of the specialty restaurants, and I enjoy eating locally for lunch, but there's food available on the ship 24/7. Cruising is one of the most popular ways to travel and relax at the same time. Cruises offer a variety of benefits that make them appealing to people who like just chilling out at sea, and people who love visiting ports and taking excursions. You can get it all on a cruise, and it's one of the most affordable getaways available. If you didn't want to spend any extra money for food, you wouldn't have to. It's included. We like going to some of the specialty restaurants, and I enjoy eating locally for lunch, but there's food available on the ship 24/7, 5 ports in 5 days. I love sea days, when we have the entire day and night just to relax, do activities on the ship, encounter people we've made friends with on the cruise, and nap. I'm a big napper. If I can't get an hour's sleep in the cabin, I'm happy to recline in a chaise on deck or by the pool, and settle in for a good read and a snooze. We did 5 ports in 5 days on this cruise, and I have to say it's exhausting. I prefer having a day between ports, but you get what you sign up for. We've been to most of the islands before, but visiting Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic was new, and we loved it. Warning: fun ahead. I tend to have fun with my videos, including filters and effects. Cruising allows you to visit multiple destinations. You can explore different places and cultures without the hassle of packing and unpacking, checking in and out of hotels, or arranging transportation, unless it's a shore excursion. Another pleasure of cruising is the variety of onboard amenities, if offers. Cruise ships are like floating resorts, with everything you need for a comfortable stay. You can choose from different types of cabins, ranging from interior rooms, if you're not claustrophobic and don't mind being in a room without windows, to suites and rooms with balconies, a must for us. We love opening the balcony door and letting the fresh air in, and sleeping to the sound of the ocean as we sail along. Pools, spas, gyms, casinos, theaters, shops, it's all there if you want it, or if you'd rather just relax in a whirlpool. Activities include trivia, bingo, karaoke, dance classes, cooking demonstrations, and top-notch entertainment. Another great pleasure of cruising is meeting new people. You can dine at a table for two, or you can join others in fixed seating, or what's called my time dining. We had the same table at the same time every night, 7:30 p.m. It was a two-top, with about 8 inches separating us from the two-top next to us. It might as well have been a table for four. We were able to meet 3 lovely couples and make friends with one of them, Marianne and Vince. We also met with the LGBT group every night at 7:00 for drinks. There's also a LGBTQ meetup listed on the ship's daily agenda, and this group was the best we've had. 12 or more of us, joining a group chat on the Royal Caribbean app, as well as on WhatsApp. We stayed in touch, joined each other for activities, and relaxed in the Vintages bar every night before dinner. We love to cruise. And now that I'm fully free from a job, we'll be doing even more. Our next cruise is in May, and we're excited to board the second biggest cruise ship on the sea, the Symphony of the Seas, Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic. We'd never been to the Dominican Republic before, and it made for a great first stop. Puerto Plata is a vibrant coastal city with a rich history and an abundance of natural beauty. The city's architecture reflects its colonial past, with well-preserved Victorian-style buildings adding to its charm. Today, Puerto Plata is a hub for tourism, offering visitors a blend of cultural experiences, from exploring the historic Fortaleza San Felipe to enjoying the lively Malecón boardwalk. The city's allure extends to its outdoor activities and attractions. We did a 4-hour tour that showcased a walk through the shopping area, where we picked up some souvenirs, followed by 2 hours on a beach at a resort. I'd go back in a heartbeat, and the people who live there were so welcoming and friendly. There's a cable car ride to the peak of Pico Isabel de Torres, offering breathtaking views and the opportunity to explore the botanical gardens at the summit. For beach enthusiasts, the golden sands of Playa Dorada, where we went, and Costa Dorada provide the perfect beach experience. St. Martin in Dutch, is a constituent country of the Kingdom of the Netherlands. It's also a very pleasant place to visit, and in our case, revisit. The island's geography provides a stunning backdrop for a variety of outdoor activities. White sandy beaches such as Maho Bay and Mullet Bay offer visitors the chance to relax under the sun or engage in water sports, like snorkeling and jet skiing. The clear waters surrounding the island are perfect for diving, with vibrant coral reefs and abundant marine life. For those seeking adventure, zip lining through the lush rainforest or hiking to the top of Pic Paradis provides an adrenaline rush, along with panoramic views of the island and beyond. St. Martin is also known for its cultural events and festivals. The annual carnival is a highlight, featuring colorful parades, music, and dance that showcase the island's multicultural identity. St. Kitts. This was our third time to St. Kitts. Officially known as St. Christopher, the island forms part of the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis, along with its sister island, Nevis. St. Kitts' rich history is evident in its well-preserved colonial architecture and historical sites, such as the Brimstone Hill Fortress National Park, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. We visited Brimstone Hill on a van tour and loved seeing this historic landmark and park. Walking the steep climb to the fort was a good cardio workout. Antigua Antigua, also known as Waladli or Wadadli by the native population, is an island in the Lesser Antilles and a part of the country of Antigua and Barbuda. It is the most populous island of the country and became an independent state within the Commonwealth of Nations on November 1, 1981. The geography of Antigua is notable for its coastline, bays, and headlands fringed with reefs and shoals. I have to be honest, we've been here before and don't need to visit again. There's just not much there. St. John. St. John is the smallest of the three main U.S. Virgin Islands. It's also where I discovered I could use my phone. If you're in a U.S. territory, your U.S. cell provider works without any roaming charges. Just like home, the island's history is rich, with evidence of Taino presence dating back to around 700 AD. St. John was later settled by the Danish in the early 18th century and became a hub for sugar production. Today, visitors can explore the remnants of this era, such as the Annaberg sugar plantation ruins, which offer a glimpse into the island's colonial past. That's it for this trip. Cruising isn't for everyone, but it's for us and thousands of others. Boarding and disembarking are easier than ever. Customs is a breeze, with facial recognition being used now. You must have a passport to get on a ship, but you don't need to show it to anyone getting off. Just look into the camera and it recognizes you. Once they called out luggage tag number, we were off within 15 minutes, all aboard.